Here we got it now.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and it is now On the Town with Mikey D. The Tufts' very best, very top local music radio show here on 91.5. And that means it's going to be all local music for the next 3 hours, and in about 25 minutes, I will be joined by photo shoot for an interview, and we're going to play some unreleased songs, talk about music, talk about life, talk about Boston. And then at 10:30, the regulars are going to be playing live, and then I'll be chatting with them too afterwards. And until then, we will be continuing on with the theme of the night, which is ladies, lambs, and lakes. And starting us off, two songs off albums named for the same lake. The first one is Edward Glenn's album Solstice at Heron Lake, and the second is my guest from 2 weeks ago, Isaiah Z. Johnson's album Equinox at Heron Lake. So, starting us off, Edward Glenn.
The black house by the park sucks up all the light of day and makes it dark. walls don't have much art, except a painting titled Watson and the Shark. They're not that dangerous, they tell you, until you get a cut, then they can smell you. Could not be blamed if I waited for you in the black house and you never came. The Cambridge Friars had a sand out of my
trees are bare as hollow bones.
The things I loved when I was young. Before we move out to the city, where neon lights outshine the sun. And maybe when we're older, move out to a quaint New England town. And I will bake you acorn bread as we watch the geese fly south. Through an autumn breeze, and when the trees are bare as hollow bone, you're my evergreen, you're my.
All right, that last song was Paper Lady with, Paper Lady's coming up next, excuse me, The Croaks with Loch Ness Lady. And before that, Will Davila with My Lady. And before that, Isaiah Z. Johnson with Falling Leaves off the album Equinox at Heron Lake. The theme for tonight is lakes, ladies, and lambs. And everything is fitting the theme so far. I'm going to break that when I play one of Photo Shoot's unreleased songs, but one of them does fit the theme. It does. It has lake in the name, which is great. Perfect for the theme. We love it. Coming up next, Paper Lady with a song called Return to the Lake. It's another 2-for-1 Loch Ness Lady. Also, lakes and ladies. Fantastic. Love it. Coming up next, Paper Lady. And stay tuned, because in 8 minutes, I'll probably play this first single before 9:30. So stay tuned, because in the next 10 minutes, you're going to be hearing some unreleased Photo Shoot. All right. That was just a brand new song from Photoshoot. That was called Sub. And now here's Photoshoot. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. My name's Rob. I sing and I'm Grand Emperor of Photoshoot.
I'm not going to take that joke from last night, but my name's Donovan and I play bass in Photoshoot.
My name is Patrick and I play drums in Photoshoot.
My name is Leo. I play guitar in Photoshoot.
And my name is Jacob, and I play guitar and do backup vocals.
Very nice. And I did enjoy your pantomiming of those last couple.
Oh yeah, the Half-Life sample at the end.
Oh, is that what it was from?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
straight from Donovan's brain.
It's awesome.
The first game.
Yeah, we can probably get that. We can get that last.
Run it back.
Let's hear that again. Yeah? Yeah?
DJ. Just that ending.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
I don't know what the name of the actual, like, creature is. Yeah, but it's like a howling alien dog thing, and I don't know. I just thought it was cool.
I just remember when we were in the studio, like, we were listening to the end of that, and out of nowhere, it's like 3 a.m, you're like, put the Half-Life sound effect in.
And Wasn't it
just
in key,
it
too?
Yeah, it just worked.
We didn't have to modulate it or anything.
Well, that's probably why it jumped into your head. You're just like, oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goated.
Subconscious.
Yes.
Anyway.
Another Don win.
And so that is going to be one of the tracks on your upcoming EP. And the title of that EP is?
Furnace.
Furnace.
And where'd you get the name Furnace?
Well, actually, I mean, we can say that, like, it comes from, like, house shows in a way. But mainly, Pat, do you want to take this?
I feel like we low-key couldn't come up with a name.
Okay, let me take this. Let me take this.
Awesome response.
Hold on, PR train. Sorry.
Tell the truth, Robbie.
Anyways, no, so Furnace is one of the songs on the EP, and that song is about, like, house shows and, you know, it gets really hot and sweaty in those basements, and, you know, the lyrics are like, it's a furnace in this place. And the cover art is also like, it's a bunch of like figures, kind of like fleshy figures, moshing, doing something of that sort. And so we just figured, you know, why not just throw the song name on the EP title, because it works. It's like a hot furnace.
A little interesting side note about the EP cover art. Lita Larkin is the artist that we commissioned for it, and she actually goes to Tufts, SMFA. But
Goat alert.
Yeah.
Let's go, Bose. Yeah.
Really cool.
To the caller who just called in, and then I just lost you, feel free to call back. I didn't want to cut off the band, but feel free to call back, and I will interject you. But yeah. Yeah, and if you weren't the caller, but you want to call in, the number is 855-915-9636, or you could reach out on the DJ chat, which is on the website wmfo.org/dj-chat, to chat with the guys here in Photoshoot.
So my dad, who's listening avidly and is also a former or like big Half-Life fan from like the original game, texted me because he's listening. It's the Hound Eye creature, FYI. So
excellent.
We now know where that sound comes from.
Thank you, Raj.
Raj certified gamer.
He is.
Shout out Malingerers.
Shout out Malingerers.
Yeah. Cool. So Furnace, great. And the name of that song was Just Sub. You guys switched that up in the last, like, while we were playing it, finalized it.
don't give away the trade secrets.
Okay, no trade secrets. Still pending.
Subnautica. Yeah.
It's at least Sub.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
Might be more.
Yes, indeed. And do you want to talk about the more there?
There might be more, like, more songs or more to the title?
Up to you.
More.
I meant to the title, but
Sub, well, we wanted to, or I wanted to call it Subnautic. This was actually the first song I wrote with Photoshoot. I wrote the lyrics for it, and it's actually kind of funny. It was like right before the practice. It was like hours before, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta cook. Like, I don't want to show up empty handed to this practice. And I just kind of like ripped it all in one go. But I wrote it about like, I got some really good advice, writing advice from a buddy of mine. His name is Brandon. He is in a band called Professional Businessmen. Shout out. But they gave me this advice to try writing about a place versus like a situation or something, and then you'll be able to draw meaning from that and like find your theme that way. And so I was writing about this body of water like behind my house back in Florida. And, you know, that's kind of like where the name Subnautic or Sub, oop, sorry, I keep getting it wrong. Sub came from, because it's just like, you know, imagery of like water and drowning and all that stuff. It's basically like me writing about not wanting to go back to Florida because Boston's so lit and awesome. But
woo.
Yeah, that's the where we came up with, or where I came up with the title, I guess.
Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Very nice. And yeah, so how long have you all been in the band? I believe that there are two of the originals here with us.
Me and Don have been in Photoshoot, quote unquote, for like maybe 5 years, right?
How many fingers?
Shout out to Sweet Relief.
It's kind of subjective. Do you consider a thumb a finger? Because if you do, then it's been 5 years. But if not, it's four.
Well, like this lineup's been here for maybe a year.
I don't even think. Not less even
what,
year.
Dude?
6 months?
Yeah,
no.
March.
Was it March?
Yeah. Okay. No, it was like April. It was March because it was spring break. So, okay. Yeah, it was
like six, 7 months.
9 months now.
9 months now. 9 months.
Aw.
It's a while.
About to be born.
Could I have a baby? We could have had a baby.
What a wild thought.
Let's get on that.
It was Leo and Don.
Yeah.
And then I scammed my way into the band.
Yeah, through a previous band member, their sibling. And so we got Pat involved, band member left. We got Jacob. Jacob was on vocals for a little bit.
Like two shows,
yeah. Two shows, and then he was like,
I was like singing and playing at the same time, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this all the time. And then I brought it to them, and they were like, oh, we've thought about this. And then I was like, okay. And then Robbie came in.
Yeah.
Well, we tried out like one vocalist beforehand. It just didn't work out.
I usurped. I was actually at one of your shows I saw two shows of y'all's before I joined the band, and it was
Secret Island and
It wasn't Secret Island. It was
Bistro.
Yeah, no. Hillside Bistro and Beetroot / Mycelium. But
that's right.
Oh wow!
I saw y'all at Beetroot, and I have an awesome video of you guys playing Rom Com like two times as fast than it's supposed
no,
to.
No, don't remind. It is your fault.
What is tempo?
Yeah, it was awesome though. That was a good show. That was like one of my first shows that I actually saw like down here, and now here I am playing with you guys.
Oh,
the chat just revealed something to me that I should have noticed when you guys got here half an hour ago. But Pat did shave off the stash.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out like what it was, but yeah, thank you to Thrilled Creature in the chat for bringing that
awesome.
One up. I couldn't see it in front of my own eyes, but. You're right. Yeah,
they held me down and just took it from me.
Yeah.
Like, wrong.
It looks good.
Jacob
looked
at me and he was like, I think he was uncomfortable.
I said, I can't look at you. I was like, you look like a completely different person to me.
He hurt
Demons.
My feelings.
Good. It's messed up. It's really messed up.
And also, speaking of the venues, here, definitely Beetroot is the preferable name. Unlike anywhere else in life, when it comes to DIY venues, dead naming is the way to go.
Yeah, always.
Yes.
I was gonna say doxing.
Beetroot
yes,
Land.
Yes. No, because don't want to bring any additional attention.
What about addresses?
Yeah. Well, you know, depends on which ones, right? Just kidding. Do you guys? Speaking of, you guys have just had a bunch of shows. I've missed you at a bunch of them. How have they been? Have you played with any other cool bands that you want to shout out?
We played with Gym Rat back in August, and that was the highlight of my life. And we also played with them in July. We played them twice over the summer. It was awesome. Those guys. Goat alert.
Cantab was really good.
Cantab was really good with Dalton and Gym Rat.
We played recently, a couple weeks ago, we played at this place, not mentioning the name, Modern Faces. They're a band we play regularly with, and they're a great, phenomenal band.
Oh yeah, Modern Faces. Noel is like my hero. He, every time I'm there, he always plays a little bit of a Mike Kroll song in the middle of Krakatoa because he loves me so much, and he dedicates the song to me because I'm his little prince. But I love the Modern Faces. They're all over my Spotify Wrapped.
We also got to play with Dear Marianne, and that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Guys were
like sweet.
Yeah, that was a sick gig. We played at Fitchburg State University, FSU. Go Seminoles. Sorry.
You spilled beer.
But yeah, they legends, goats.
They rocked.
Yeah, they do rock. I'm not gonna lie. Going into it, I didn't listen to their music too much. I just knew them from my Instagram reels,
TikTok,
and I was like, how meme-y is this about to be? But nah, like it was a tremendous
show.
They
rock hard.
Blobbeers came out too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Blob Durst did come out.
I had the
red cap.
Oh yeah, we did play. We played like two Limp Bizkit songs.
Can we play more Limp Bizkit songs,
please?
Right now, actually.
Not even from that set. Like we just start only covering Limp Bizkit.
I would so be down for that.
I told you I had a dream that we just stopped and did new metal, and it was awesome. It was more fun than what we do now. No, I'm joking.
We're not that far off.
The Bizkit back.
Did you guys do a Halloween show?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were Limp Bizkit.
Oh, you were? Okay. Okay. Yes. Because I was going to say, if you haven't done it yet, next year's the year.
We spent a whole, 2 months not writing new songs, not, practicing our set.
Not recording,
just practicing Limp Bizkit. You know what? We were a dead ringer for Limp Bizkit that night. I'm pretty sure.
That was I've never spent it's sad. That was the most effort we've ever put into anything as a band.
Lots of money into that too.
Yeah, I dropped $50 on the hat,
costumes. Yes. I had pneumonia playing it too. That was the most annoying part.
Insane pneumonia with the all that face makeup on.
Dude, I was sweating.
Yeah, just to feel the.
It was awesome.
I think I spent $300 on one cymbal. Just because, the drummer logic was like, he uses that cymbal, and I don't have that cymbal, so I should probably buy that cymbal.
Have to.
And I don't even think I used it, to be honest, when it came down to it.
Well, you'll have to use it now.
Yeah, yeah. I barely use it, to be honest. Yeah.
If only we can fly, man.
If only we
can stop! John Otto!
Take him to the It was all worth it just to see Robbie and Leo interact with each other on stage as DJ Lethal and Blob Durst.
DJ Lethal. Gosh. Heck of medieval, dude.
Heck of medieval.
Seeing that, I now know I can die happy, you know?
Yeah.
The chemistry.
It truly is bizarre, though, how much we're just we're just going to practice like the set twice on Friday. And then when it came to Limp Bizkit, it was like, all right, guys, 6 hours, no bathroom breaks, no food or water, just play Limp Bizkit.
I wish I was in the audience.
I was sitting there. Yeah. I was sitting there in the, oh my God, sorry about the audience, but I was sitting there in the dining hall just with the lyrics in front of my face, listening to Roland on loop. And it's all it's one of my top artists of the year is Limp Bizkit, purely because we just so many times. And God, the audience during that show was awesome. There were so many good little moments. Whenever at the end of break stuff, your little soundboard, and oh my gosh, it was someone during the very last breakdown, you ran into the audience. Mm-hmm. Leo ran into the audience as DJ Lethal and just started pushing people around at the very end, this hard song. And somebody runs up to his sampler, hits the perfect button, and sound clip is I can't
see. No, trust me.
I remember it was my wiener fell off, and it was the best sample.
Comedic timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was a team effort.
Beautiful.
Run it back.
Next year we're doing Beastie Boys.
No, that's not real.
I'll do the rapping. I don't care.
Don't take the rapping away from me, please.
That would be pretty sick. That would be pretty sick.
It would be.
You don't know.
It would be
you
hard to do with a five piece.
For sure.
There would be a few Mike D's. Yeah.
Couple. An army of Mike D's.
Rick Rubin thrown into the mix. You know.
And let's see. So, do you guys have anything coming up?
Any shows? I don't think so. I think photo shoots, locking in and writing and getting some like recording done. We've been trying to get some solid demos, and we have like a nice little backlog. It's just, you know, getting ready for break. We've all got certain responsibilities over the winter, so it's going to be a little bit of a holding period for sure. But yeah, time, just yeah. This EP is coming out, and we're going to be pushing it like crazy.
Do you have a date for it? No date. But
soon.
But
big
where,
things coming soon.
Where can people go Band's to awesome. Find out more information?
Photoshoot Band on Instagram.
Any punctuation?
No.
Just yeah, all one.
Photoshootband.com.
Yeah. Got that right. Mm-hmm.
Photoshootband.com.
Yes, website's
my
awesome.
Face
worldwide.
Still on there?
No, it's a group photo now.
Mm-hmm. Watch out if you're epileptic.
Look for some secrets on the website. There's some secrets in there.
You got some Easter eggs?
There's some Easter eggs on the website.
There are some Easter eggs and a casual disclaimer. If you are epileptic, do not hover your mouse on the desktop view over the image because it flashes rapidly.
We have to change that.
Well, okay. But we have the blessing of somebody in the band.
I'm an epileptic and I okay this message.
So what?
Yeah, exactly. So
it's not that rapid.
Thank you,
Max. I think
Max.
It was changed, wasn't it?
No, it's the same filter effect.
No, that's not bad.
That's fine. When I saw it last, it was like, maybe it was just like the frame out on my phone.
What
it was
website
going,
were you
no,
on,
the,
man?
The old photo of Pat went like crazy fast. It gave me headaches.
When
so
it was
Pat, like,
okay, when the picture changed.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, I won't change my art, so.
Full screen. Oh.
They're probably fine. It's not definitely not enough. Like, there's like a rate. There's like a certain rate you have to be, and you have to like legally put a disclaimer if it's a certain like this many flashes per second. But it definitely is not reaching that.
That's not very punk rock.
Not
it's safe.
Safe.
Being safe is punk rock. I don't care.
Okay. Fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Although I feel like it's new punk rock, which is valid.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
NU spelled NU.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Being nice to people who deserve to be nice.
Everybody give each other a hug.
Yeah. yeah.
I want to see you make a friend in this pit tonight. High fives all around.
All right. Here's what I want. I want a PSA, and then I want to play another song by you guys.
Awesome. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Nicely done. And I've just posted the number in the DJ chat. Feel free to call in. First one to call in after I start their song can hang out and chat with us while their song plays. And maybe we'll keep you on when we get back on the air. And here is that song. Do you guys want to talk about it at all first before I start playing it?
This is Lakeview.
Lakeview.
Wait, we're ripping it right in Lakeview? Okay.
Yeah.
Word. Lakeview's good. good.
Yeah, it's all right. Sorry.
I like Lakeview. Lakeview
it's fabulous.
Was another crunch lyric writing session for me where it was just like, we have a show in 2 days and this song is done and has no lyrics, Robbie, and you're new, so lock
it came
in.
Came out good, though.
It came out swimmingly, I would like to say.
Swimmingly?
Yeah, good song.
Lake reference.
Lake reference.
Yes.
No comment.
Yeah, and like we mentioned before, we recorded this and Subnautica with Charlie LaMonaco. The other two songs that are on the EP, he mixed for us, but these two, he was the recording mastermind behind it all, and I think they just came out stellar.
Yeah, shout out to Charlie, because like when we first wrote this song, it was kind of like just like ham and cheese sandwich with no condiments on it, and then he like he put seasonings on it, he toasted it, he just made it 20 times better.
Spicy mayo, you know.
Spicy mayo.
Yum.
Buttered
good
crust.
Stuff.
Pepper
Italian
jack cheese.
Seasoning.
No, it's awesome. The first, you know, few seconds, it hits like a wall of bricks. Like,
yes.
But a good wall.
Yeah.
We ran into him in New York, like, the past weekend. That was amazing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, Charlie.
Me and Jacob were in New York to see Jim Rat. Jim Rat mentioned once again. And
the goats.
Yeah. Goat alert. Sorry about that. But Video Days also was playing, so you know naturally Jacob had to be there. But Shut it up. Was tremendous show. But yeah, Charlie was there on Sunday, and it was awesome chatting with him. But every time I see him, it's he'll bring up something that is like, you know, being waited on at the EP, and it'll always without fail be something that like I'm not sure about, and he's like, yo, what is it? I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Text Don. I'm sorry. It was like something about like getting the files to the person mastering it.
Oh yeah.
And I was just yeah. And I was like, it's yeah. I don't know where those.
Shout
those
out Charlie
are.
Though.
That Shout rules. Out. Goat alert.
All right. Well, with that, we've got our PSA. I'm gonna do a station ID. This is Mellow Max. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Photoshoot. They are here on the town with Mikey D and Pat. You can read that other one in the 10 o'clock hour because we need another one for that hour.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
I was sweating over here.
Oh, yeah. No, not to worry. We can go through as many PSAs as we want. There, we got a whole book full. We got two books now because we had one and it got too big and it broke.
Mm. Dang.
Jeez. Yeah. Kind of like succulents. They just do that and then you have two of them. It's crazy.
Shout out to my mom. She loves succulents and she's definitely listening right now.
Hi, Robbie's mom.
Fantastic. All right. And with that, let's listen to Lakeview. Yeah! another fantastic sequence of sounds to finish off that song. Good work. And as promised, we have not just one, but two callers. I'm going to put you guys on the air now. Please don't swear. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. And band, you can hear the callers?
Yes.
Callers, you can hear the band.
Hello?
Yes.
Woohoo! Hooray. Yay!
Yeah, does the band recognize our voice? That's the question.
Could they?